Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach, and each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called Why Failure is Important and How to Use It. Let's dive in. What if I told you that successful entrepreneurs fail 3.8 times more than everyone else, but they make one crucial decision differently when it happens? They choose to see failure not as evidence they're not cut out for this, but as expensive education they can't afford to waste. Here's what the research tells us. Stanford found that entrepreneurs who experienced early business failures earned 30% more in their next ventures. Why? Because failure creates what researchers call cognitive flexibility. Your brain literally rewires to spot opportunities others miss. The difference isn't that successful entrepreneurs avoid failure, it's that they treat it as investment, not defeat. But here's where most people get it wrong. They think any failure automatically makes them smarter. That's not true. You need a system. Within 48 hours of any setback, do an immediate postmortem while emotions are raw, but details are fresh. Extract three specific lessons: what you'd do differently, what assumptions were wrong, what you underestimated, then share that failure story within 30 days. Teaching others what you learned locks in your learning. The real competitive advantage isn't avoiding mistakes, it's recovering from them 10 times faster than everyone else. Most side hustlers quit after their first failure, but serial entrepreneurs fail faster and cheaper. They build failure budgets into every project, both time and money they're willing to lose while learning. Let me share my $3,000 lesson. Last year, I launched an online course without validating demand first. Classic mistake. I spent 3 months building content, invested $3,000 in production, and got 12 sales total. Old me would have been devastated. Instead, I applied the framework immediately. The postmortem revealed I'd skipped customer interviews and built what I thought people needed, not what they actually wanted. Within 6 weeks, I'd interviewed 50 potential customers and pivoted completely. That failed course content became the foundation for a consulting service that made $15,000 the next quarter. Here's what you can do this week. Create your personal failure resume. List every business mistake or entrepreneurial disappointment you've experienced. Next to each failure, write exactly what it taught you and how that lesson has helped you since. If you can't think of lessons, that's your real problem. You're not extracting value from your setbacks. Share one failure story with another entrepreneur this week. You'll be amazed how it builds credibility and connection. Remember, in entrepreneurship, you're not failing your way to the bottom. You're failing your way to the top, one expensive lesson at a time. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.